Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Gary. How can I help you?
I just love it that you answer the phone.
I like to be like professional sometimes. You know, I got to put on airs. I got people listening to me. I got, you know, you got to be the change you want to see in the world.
That's right.
Yeah. What's going on?
That's right. So they're looking at the 2-carat.
The princess?
Yeah. The
okay.
170 is still, it depends on, they're going to make a decision by the beginning of next week.
Okay, that's fine.
Today's Friday, so
I
need a decision in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking by Tuesday we'll have a
okay.
solid answer on it.
What are your thoughts?
I don't think he cares about the money. He saw the difference when I held him. When you take the 2 diamonds, the 170 and the 2-carat, and you hold them far enough away.
Yeah.
If they're up in front of your face, it's like, oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah, I could see the difference when you put them right next to each other.
Right.
When you hold them further away, you can see the difference. He could see the difference, and he was like, yeah, I think we're going to go with the 2-carat, but I just want to confirm. He doesn't care about money.
Okay. I love it. Well, so early next week. That's mm-hmm. awesome. And then you got 2 more customers coming in looking at 2-carats. 2-carat Cindy.
Yeah. That's right.
Any carat
so.
Cindy. Really, I mean,
yeah.
like, people call me 2-carat Garrett, I say any carat. Are they definitely, the ovals and the round guy, are they coming in tomorrow, you think?
Mm-hmm, I think
okay.
so.
Okay. Rounds, I have. Ovals, if they can, I don't know if you've been in touch with them. Those are a little bit trickier.
These customers, so,
okay.
yeah, I'll just,
Poker.
I'll
say hey
for a time. Yeah.
Hey, you want that? Oh, do you guys open the barbecue sauce?
I have the box. I had to move it because they put it right in my path of where I walk all the time. So, no, I did not open the box yet. Sorry.
That's okay.
I have it here somewhere.
Where
is
it? Oh my gosh! Don't lose it.
No, it's not lost. It's here. Oh, I know where it is.
20 pounds of deliciousness. Of sensual, slathering deliciousness. So I got one for Callie and the other one for you, and then whatever you get. There's only 4 of you and 6 bottles, so.
Mm-hmm.
2 for the boss lady. That's how math works.
Well, I appreciate it.
That's even different. 3 for the boss lady. That's right. Well, cool. I'm glad that they came in and took a look. I hope they go with the 2-carat. Why not, right? Upgrade it if they mm-hmm. need it. They don't care about the money, honey. Go and get what you want.
Right.
Do you have that? Do you have to put a new head in the ring?
Yeah, I have to anyway.
Oh, okay. Is it different? Oh, just because it was 1.5 carats, right? So,
no, I mean, the prongs are so destroyed.
Oh, gotcha.
I have to replace the head regardless. So.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Well, new head, bigger diamond. Let's go. How is the day?
It was okay. Yeah, I finished sorting my diamonds.
Ooh.
Little tiny diamonds.
Yeah. Are you going to send them in for, like, a parcel, like an offer, or are you going to...
No.
Just going to hold
them,
right?
No, I use them for repairs. It's
yeah.
Nice. They're nice to have, you know? I mean...
100%.
So, it's just worth it for me to have them because that one repair, and, you know, they cost me close to nothing, and then I get this one repair, and I need that one stone, and... I'll, you know, it makes a customer happy. It makes my life easier. So,
yeah.
So I have, like, these. I have a bunch of different diamonds assorted, like little ones and stuff like that. At some point in time, I need to, like, combine, you know, get them together and combine them. And, you know, so a little bit of more resorting. But it was, like, part of it was there were some blue diamonds mixed in. There were some yellow diamonds or some, like, nearly black, dark brown diamonds.
Blues? You got some blues?
Yeah, blues and yellows. Little tiny
metal. Natural? Natural?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Fun stuff. Even
they're
treated.
Cute.
Yeah. And you could easily, if you remember that you have them and they fit the mounting, that's the problem, right? It's like, do they fit the design? Can you incorporate them into design? And excuse my yawn. I found out something new today. I found out something new. You know when you yawn, but the other person that's next to you doesn't? Apparently that's a sign that person lacks empathy because you're yawning. So I'm like, that's kind of messed up. Now I'm like super conscious of it. So like every time I yawn, I'm like, you didn't yawn.
You look around to see if anybody else
lack,
is yawning.
Do you lack empathy? Are you a good person? Like, what's... But why didn't you yawn? I yawned. You should have yawned. Do you get nervous at all? I mean, I guess you would just disclose it. If you said, like, all right, I've got these blue diamonds. They could work as side stones in the mismounting. But you don't know if they're treated or natural. You would just say that. But, like, how would you price that? How would you... Do you just price it as if they were treated? Or...
I'm assuming they're treated.
Yeah. So, you
so
just price
as far
them accordingly.
As, like, disclosing it, I would disclose that I'm expecting that there was some treatment in the process of these stones, like either becoming blue or just in enhancing the color.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But do I have to charge less? I don't have to. What are they going to compare
fair.
It to?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. And also, in that regard, they're not $1 million. But they're still expensive. They're still expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you yawning again?
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
You're not breathing. See, the reason that you're yawning is that you're not breathing deeply enough. You need to have that sunshine burning a hole through your
forehead. Yes. I need a deep breathing exercise. I need it. Like, my brain is lacking oxygen.
Breathing.
I think it's my posture. I think if I sat up better and didn't slouch. And I think a lot of my life would change if I just had better posture. I'll never forget. You're going to be bent like a question mark. Sit up straight. Sit up straight.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm trying,
there's some validity to that.
I feel uncomfortable sitting up so straight.
Hey, you might actually know an answer to this question.
Ooh, try me.
I have a customer who has a Movado watch.
Okay.
He got it cleaned up and fixed for his wife, and he wants to give it to her for Christmas, but he doesn't have a box, and he wants a Movado watch box. Do you know anybody that would have one?
Yeah, you can buy them.
Like, just kicking around. I know. The next available delivery date for the one that I found was in January. So,
what's this one? Okay, I mean, here's one for $10 on Poshmark.
Is it on Poshmark? Let me see.
Buy now. I'll just hit buy now. When would I get it?
Because I was on eBay, yeah.
When would I get it? Oh, I got to fill all this shit out. I don't want to buy it.
I'm on Poshmark, so I can do that, yeah. Movado watch.
Wow, they want 56, isn't that how much the watch is? Why are you selling that watch or that case for... Arrived this one for $56. He could get, seems like stupid money for a watch box. But he could get it by December 8th on this one, depending on how much he wants to spend. But I think this Poshmark one should be available.
Okay.
Like, if you're getting one authentic, you're probably looking at the authentic one from eBay. And that's from the company, which is sweet. They're brand new. You know what I mean? They're not. But it's a box. Just buy the used one for $10. Mm-hmm. And then she's either going to throw it out or it's going to go in a closet. Oh, I got to send you this photo. I sent my Rolex to one of my Rolex clients in, well, former Rolex, he doesn't have it anymore, in Bakersfield, and he sent me this back, Cindy. Just fine, gotta get out because I want it all.
I found one for $13. Buy now. Submit order. $20.30. My order is complete.
Done. So I sent the watch. It got held up in Memphis for a day. I sent it with a couple diamonds. And he's like, hey, what the hell did you do to your clasp? Check your cell phone.
What happened?
You see the photo I sent you?
Oh, here it is. Ooh. What happened?
So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, can you send me a photo of the box? Like, because I sent diamonds in this. How the hell did this happen? I took that watch. I put it in a pink bubble wrap thingamabob. Like just a bubble wrap envelope.
Burn mark.
So.
Like there's burn marks on the strap.
That jerk found a box of busted parts and did that to my watch to make me think.
Oh.
He pulled a prank at it, and I'm like, but I was like, can you send me a photo? He was going to stomp on a FedEx box and send it to me and be like, you know, but he's really nice. He ran it through the ultrasonic. He took all the pins out. He's re-loctiting it all for me, polishing it up, and, you know, did some research on it. It's a 2000. And he's like, someone just came in here and wanted one of these for like $11,000. And I'm like, I did okay. It's still a 25-year-old watch. Like, who's spending $11,000 on a 25-year-old watch?
Yeah, but that watch, that one.
Yeah.
That you just sent me a picture of.
Right. Well, that's the watch itself is right. That's mine. He laid over the busted clasp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Strap,
and the strap is all
like burn marks from a. From a
like
laser
a
welder.
Welder, yeah. I wonder if he threw that in there. But
what the heck?
Yeah,
anyway.
And my strap isn't nearly that beat up.
So I'm looking. I think I told you I'm looking for a ladies. I should send you a picture of like the kind of watch that I want.
Let me go shopping for you. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of people.
Yeah, and it's not. I'm not in a hurry. It's more about the watch being the right watch for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Send me a photo of what you want. I'll go shopping.
I will. Okay. Sounds good.
But, well, cool beans. Let's sell some more 2 carats. Let's make a bunch of money. Let's avoid cranky family. Let's keep breathing deep. And I'm dealing with my parents, and everyone's just like, why can't you go? Like, even my buddies tonight, he's like, let's go out to the symphony tonight. I'm like, no, I'm going home because I have to work Saturday. And I'm like, I would love to spend this holiday season or time with family and friends and et cetera, but you know what's worse? Getting sick and still having to work. I don't want to go sit in a crowded room full of hacking people and then get sick and then get just like jewelers, we rely on this time of year. Like, this is go time for my reps. This is we gotta produce. And they don't get that. Like another buddy's coming up from Texas, he's like, hey, can you, and this, he's kind of a prick. I love him to death, but every time I get a text message from him, he just wants me to pick him up at the airport so I can drive him 45 minutes out to his house. I'm like, and he does okay, but he does okay. Like he could afford an Uber, and he's got family.
Oh, Uber,
right?
And
he's like, well, that's a shame. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's the holiday season. Always thank your frontline retail worker, and just know that there are a lot of busy bees in the background, making sure that you got your pretty stuff under the tree. You know,
100%.
But. Cool beans. But. All right. Well, thanks for the good news. Let's see what happens on on the over the weekend, and I'll be here tomorrow, so if you need anything under the sun, just let me know.
Okay.
Sound good?
How late are you working tomorrow?
Till 5, 10 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I think, what are your hours? Make me feel better.
No, 9.
10 to
2? We start at 9.
9 to 2?
And we go to 3. 9 to 3 tomorrow.
9 to 3.
9 to 4 next week. 9 to 5 the following week. So, and then we're done.
Yeah, that's, we're going to do 6:30. Yeah, I know. It's gonna go quick, but it doesn't. 6 to... We work till 9:30 to 6:30 next week, and then 9:30 to 7 the following 7 days up until Christmas. And then we are, because I'm so benevolent and I have a home office, myself and two other managers are going to work Christmas Eve so the rest of the crew can have it off.
It's very kind of you.
But I just sit at home, and I don't have to make any outbound dials or anything like that. I just monitor anyone that would be crazy enough to call us on Christmas Eve so that I can tell them.
Well, somebody on Christmas Eve is probably thinking about something for New Year's.
Right. And, I mean, shoot, if Mike had it his way, we'd live here for... we would not leave. So. But.
Okay. Okay. All right, cool. Thank you. All right. So Lindy here is working here. She leaves here. She goes to TJ Maxx. And now they're open until 11.
No way.
So 3 or 4 days a week she goes.
I'm done complaining. I'm done complaining.
And she is sweet and polite and never complains about anything. When she complains, she giggles.
I love
that. It makes my day. It's like she giggles. She's like, "Oh, this happened," and then she gets a little animated and she's smiling about it and she's like, "Oh yeah." Oh, she was complaining. This is funny. One of our sales reps goes to this donut place in Saugus, and it's called Kane's Donuts. And they
I met him.
Steve.
Yeah, right, Steve. Yeah.
Steve. Yeah, so he came in last week and he wanted a donut order. So I was like, "Well, I'll just go on the website and I'll make something up for everybody. You know, I'm going to decide. I'm not going to ask everybody to get back to me and tell me what they want. So I'm just going to order." So I go in and the non-gluten-free section, which is like what my dreams are all made of. And so they have these donuts that are called turtle donuts. So it's like the candy. Turtle that you have the caramel and then you have the pecan on top of it and then it's got the chocolate and they did that to a donut.
Ooh.
Now I get like a chocolate donut that's got like that's dipped in coconut.
Okay.
And so these are two chocolate donuts side by side. The non-gluten free donut was twice the weight of my coconut covered
just dense.
Just the weight. Yeah, and then it was thicker and it was like so much bigger. I'm like, "Oh, if you could only make this in gluten free, I would be like, I would totally."
Well, I still often think about those. What are the bear claws? What did she get?
Yeah.
What was that
she got the
what was it? Was it a bear claw? Was it a strudel or like a what was that called?
Well, they had
apple fritters.
Fritters.
Oh, man. I still think about that apple fritter. That was phenomenal. And gigantic, by the way. The fact that he got, like, 4 of them. My God. How's he doing?
Did you see the Bismarcks? Oh, he's good.
Good.
He's good. Did you see the Bismarcks? Did we get a Bismarck that day? I think it was just
I think it was just the apple fritters.
The Bismarck is just, like, this long, white... Like, take a cruller and just add, like, a whole bunch of white frosting to it or something. But it's light and airy. It's not...
heavy or creamy.
It's not, like really dense or anything. Yeah.
Okay.
And, oh, so this is what happened. So I get the turtle donut for Lindy, and then I get one for Steve. And Steve's like, I can't resist this. I'm just going to eat it. So he sits and he eats it. Lindy wanted to save a piece. So she took a piece and she put it aside. Her boyfriend walks up behind her, takes it, and eats it. And
oh,
like,
no! Poor Lindsay.
He's like, that donut was so good. She goes,
what donut?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'll get you another one, Lindsay. Don't bring it home. Don't bring it home.
Oh, she is a sweetheart, though. And I can't believe it. So she'll leave you and then go work it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, until like 11, 11.30, 11.15.
I mean,
like that.
That's a long day. But she gets to see you guys open at 9?
Like, yeah, we open at 9. We start here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, that's a long day. She gets home. She goes to bed. She wakes up. Few hours of sleep. Well, Steph's kind of like that. Kind of kills me. Like, I could have not left the bed this morning. It was 130 degrees. I had a dog right next to me, and I was, you know, telling myself, wake up, get up, wake up. Like, my day doesn't start till 9:30, right? So, like, I should be up, and you're going to kick me. I should be up at, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock doing stuff. I could do a bunch of stuff. Because I feel like when I get home at 6 o'clock or now 7 o'clock, before you know it, I eat dinner and I go to bed.
Yeah.
If I got up earlier, I'd have more of the day to do oh, God. But it was, I am a Hercule Dirkler. It is, I will lay there in bed and snuggle my dog. But Steph, I think, she went to bed at like midnight. I went to bed at 11. And then she gets up at like 5:30. Rinse and repeat, and she's on her feet all day dealing with, you know, stinky children, and, you know, I'm sitting here on my butt telling these guys to dial and smile, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I got to toughen up as well. This whole conversation was really less me talking to you, but just talking to me out.
Sometimes you have to hear yourself.
I'm not going to complain. Lindy is a machine. I hope she gets to pick a nice barbecue sauce. I'm actually kind of jealous. I'm going to have to pick up some because the garlic one sounds amazing. But
I'll open the box before I leave after the girls leave. I'll take the two boxes.
That's
I'll
right.
Take two bottles out.
And then give them, let them pick
food.
A whatever. But obviously save a sexual slathering for our girl Callie.
I'm totally going to do that. Totally going to do that.
Or do one better. Put those aside and say, I'm sorry. He screwed up.
Yeah.
And then you could surprise him. Like, just kidding. Because considering, I guess, we're in the we're in the mood for pranks. Like, here's your Rolex busted to hell. But
oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So I did a little one. There's a couple of things that bother Steve, and sometimes, you know, it's just they're fun things to do. One is, like, if you mess with the screws on the top of a switch plate or on a switch plate because they're supposed to be going directly up and down.
Okay.
Okay. It's a code, apparently, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And it's a thing for, like, electrical inspectors to look at if they are not going up and down all the way throughout your house, and you know, then they will look at something. They'll pull something apart. Hold on one second. Thank you so much. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. I don't normally mess with those, but
okay.
You know, just to tweak them a little bit, he'd notice it would be like a fly on a white wall.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, he's got the eye for it, and he would notice that it's out of place.
100%. So we have a blind on our bathroom window, and halfway point, the frame of the window is probably a good inch and a half. The blind is one of those ones you just kind of push it up and it goes up, and, you know, push it down, it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Super easy, no big deal. But super easy is to get it so that it's not like 100% even. So if I get
now
like the right side. Right, right. I don't care. I mean, I'll straighten it out. But
yeah.
I'm not gonna sit there and I'm not like gonna like lose sleep over it or let it bother me.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking that frame. he thinks that people can see it from the street. And I'm like, first of all, you can't even see the blind from the street.
Right.
Never mind where it ends being
right.
crooked. Now, if I did it in the bottom of the frame on, you know, on the window itself
yeah.
and did it crooked, yeah, they'd totally be able to see it. And sometimes I'll just tweak it up a little bit when it's down all the way, just a little tiny bit of light in. Anyway, drives him crazy. Well, the other day he put a has nothing to do with a blind. He put a measuring tape, a good heavy duty contractor's measuring tape. We have a set of stairs in our house, 3 steps, 6 steps, 5 steps, and they turn. You know,
okay,
right
yeah.
hand turn all the way.
Yeah.
So he puts this measuring tape on the top of the bottom platform at the top of the 3 steps.
Yeah.
I didn't know where he was going with it. I had no idea. I picked it up and it moved it to the top of the 6 steps. He goes to grab it and he's like, I know I put the measuring tape there. It basically just went up 6 steps.
Threw him completely.
Oh my God. And he's like, that was a good one. That,
oh
you want to mess with somebody's mind?
Oh man. Well, and that's again, like, especially when like he's doing math and figuring something out in his head. Like I've done that. I'm doing a project. I'm you know, you're thinking through the task that you're doing. And you know that you just put one of the tools you're using right there. And then you go back,
yeah.
and now it's 6 steps up the stairs. You're like,
yeah.
What the hell? Like, how did you teleport? Come back. Because you're always chasing tools. Like, the entire
yeah.
time. Like, you're always.
Yeah.
They have a tool belt for a reason. But you
yeah.
still, you set it down, you walk back. Steph does that with the toilet paper roll. She'll put it on backwards, and she knows that drives me absolutely insane. If it is, there
you
is a right
way. That way, buddy.
There is a right way and a wrong way. It shouldn't
yep.
go down the cabinet counterclockwise. It has to go clockwise. And, oh, geez, she knows. And I'm like, I swear she, like, goes through both bathrooms and just changes them on purpose. I'm like, do you not have more important things to do? And driving me nuts has got to be high up there.
Oh, so I have my granddaughter will take the toilet paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
She'll take the toilet paper. She'll fold it really nice at the end as if, like, the...
You're, like, at a luxury hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she gets it so that it has, like, this little, like, stamp on it.
Yeah.
And then she puts it back on the roll. And so Steve comes out of the bathroom one time, and he's like, what's this? I'm like, Steve, the only people that I know of that have been in the bathroom are little Johnny and Ellie. And Ellie's 10. 9. She's 9. But those are the only two that I know that have been in the bathroom. And he's looking at me like, there's no way.
A 9-year-old.
So take a
is.
Picture of it. Yeah. Yeah. Messing with him. So I take a picture of it. I send it to her. I said, you do this? And she goes, and she's like, gives me like a shruggy shoulder kind of emoji.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. Show me how you did it. And she learned on YouTube. You take it, you fold it, you get that little triangle, you run some water, and then you turn the water off and you let it drip a little bit. And then you take the toilet paper roll and you press it up to the faucet
so that
it makes that little circle and there's a little bit of water, and it makes a stamp and it sticks. So try that on Steph later. It'll mess her up.
I will. Every time I leave the bathroom,
yeah.
I'm just going to make sure that it's all
yeah.
nice and folded. And on the right way, though, damn it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So measurement thing. My brother and I are on the phone. My sister-in-law is sick, and she has a tumor. So I said, how big is the tumor? And he goes, they do everything in millimeters. Metric, he says. I said, yes, I do too, so... How big is the tumor? He goes, well, I think it's 2 millimeters. I'm like, okay, that's good. He goes, about an inch. And I said, that's centimeters. I said, is it 2 millimeters or 2 centimeters? Because that's a big difference.
Yeah, that's a a man, like a 5-pointer or a 2-carat.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe a 5-pointer, 4-pointer.
Yeah, not even.
This really long.
A 1-pointer, yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah, so, 2 millimeters or 2 centimeters.
And a centimeter is 4 millimeters, isn't it? Am I wrong?
A centimeter is 10.
Oh, geez. 2 centimeters. So 20 millimeters? So, dear Lord. That's a honker.
Yes.
That's like my thumb.
So I was like, your homework today is to find out how big the tumor is. Because one's going to give me hope, one's going to make me more concerned.
Yeah. And knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who has it? Because I think you mentioned this.
It's my oldest brother's wife, Susie, has
your sister-in-law.
pancreatic cancer.
Oh.
Just found out. I just found out. They found out maybe a couple weeks ago. She's in the hospital. She's been in the hospital for, I don't know, probably since Thanksgiving. And then she was in the hospital already for a week before. They haven't done any surgery. They haven't done any treatments or anything like that. They're just figuring this all out. So.
Yeah. That's sad. Well, I hope they...
It is. But it's like...
They got it early enough. Like, if it's small, if it's 2 millimeter... she's been in the hospital, so she's obviously not feeling well.
No, apparently, like, it messes with you to think... You could think that you have so many different other things.
Oh, okay.
Low blood sugar, you could feel like you have... You're pre-diabetic or you're diabetic. You could feel something else,
and they'll just remove the pancreas, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
At the very least, a tumor. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we have a rep here that's getting his pancreas removed, and there's another. I'm thinking of your appendix, pancreas, appendicitis, which my mother had in her 30s, and I thought for sure I was, with my high sodium diet and boozing, that I'd be well on my way towards, but knock on wood, so far so good, lots of fluids, drinking better, but,
good.
Well, I hope she's okay, hope they figured out.
Yeah, well, We'll see. It's like, oh, happy retirement.
Right.
There you go.
Go enjoy life. You've worked your ass off. Hospital. Right.
All right. My ride just showed up.
Tell him I said hello.
I will.
I will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Awesome. All right. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks, Cindy. Right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.